This is Community Matters on 92 Gold. If it matters to you, it's on Community Matters.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Community Matters. I'm your host, John Robbins. Gene Gomery, I got it correct, and Sue Nielsen from the Conowego Creek Watershed Association. For anybody not familiar, can you give a background of what you guys do for the community and just all parts encompassing the Conowego Creek watershed?
So first, should I correct it?
I probably got it wrong.
Just for your information, so the stream that we're talking about today is the Conowango Creek.
Conowango.
There is a Conowango.
Okay.
In eastern Pennsylvania. There's also a Conowingo and a Conowago.
I'm very happy to be corrected if I'm completely wrong, so I apologize.
No problem.
Do you know what's funny? I'm even looking at it right now, and I definitely forgot the N.
Yeah.
I'm staring right at it right now. I completely forgot the N. That's all my fault.
So. That's no problem.
Conowango.
Yes, Conowango. Very good.
Okay, got it now. My fault.
No problem.
Right. So what do you guys do for the everything going on there?
Well, as most people know, we're most known for the cleanups that we organize. The Conowango Creek cleanup has been going on for quite a few years. A few years ago, we started up the Chattahoochee cleanup on the Chautauqua Lake, being a good part of the watershed is in New York State. Something else that we have done the last couple of years is we have started a water quality monitoring program. So it's basically based on volunteers and citizen science, taking a training that is given through a program called ALARM through Dickinson College. They partner with us and provide us the equipment that we need to do this. And we do trainings pretty much yearly for new volunteers that want to come on and be on a team to take on a tributary or two or part of the main stem of the Conowango to test the water quality.
And what goes into testing the water quality and those sorts of missions, stuff like that, to help keep the water clean and the way it should be?
We test several parameters of the creeks and the tributaries. Just to get baseline readings to see if there's any pollution events that have happened. It helps us just monitor them and keep track of the health of the streams. We have several species of aquatic animals that are endangered or that are on the verge of being endangered. We have the hellbender, which is actually Pennsylvania's state amphibian now, and they are in the Conowango, and it's a good indicator that the stream is healthy because they only want to be where it's a good environment and the water quality is good. Also, several species of native mussels.
And you were talking about the cleanup efforts you guys do. What upcoming events do you have to, keep that stream healthy and keep the environment clean as it should be and keep those – and what type of events do you have coming up?
To keep the habitat clean for our native aquatic animals and basic wildlife, we have our Conowango Creek cleanup that is happening Saturday, September 7th. And that is going to be taking place. Our registration is going to be at the Front Street Boat Launch, which is off of Conowango Avenue. And we're going to have our registration there starting at 8 a.m. And it's going to go to about 8:45. Then, which will also include our safety talk and letting people know where the hot spots are on the creek, if they're going to be on the water, or if they're going to be a land crew of where we're going to send them to clean up. So then we'll shuttle everyone up to the Big Four boat launch, and we're going to cover the part of the creek that's from Big Four back down to Front Street.
And how often do you guys participate in these cleanups and the various other activities that you guys do to keep the water clean?
We do the Conowango Creek cleanup yearly. It's always in the fall, immediately preceding the Allegheny River cleanup, which is the next week. And anybody that comes to either do the Conowango Creek cleanup or the Allegheny River cleanup, we have a big river riot party the last day of the Saturday. The 16th, I believe, is the next weekend when the Allegheny River cleanup is the last day of them. We have a big party down at Bent Run. So we have food for everybody. There's usually music, and then we do trashy awards.
And if someone wants to get more involved, not just beyond the cleanups, I mean, obviously that's a big part of this, but there are volunteer opportunities. What other opportunities are there outside of just the cleanup days?
We have the, like I mentioned earlier, the Chautauqua Lake cleanup as well. We usually do in the spring. Sometimes it's virtual. We're not always on the water for that one. The water quality monitoring program that we have, if anyone would like to volunteer on any of our committees, or if they're interested in becoming a board member, they can come and sit in on some board meetings, which most of them right now we're doing via Zoom. So we're not really in person right now because we've got people from two different states. It's real easy just to hop on Zoom and join a board meeting. We have our gala that's going to be coming up, which is basically our big board meeting of the year where we have a speaker and we have refreshments and then kind of maybe talk about a plan of what we want to do for next year. And this year, I believe we have Twan Lenders from the Chautauqua Watershed Conservancy, who's going to be our speaker this year at the gala.
And how rewarding is it to keep these creeks and different types of bodies of water clean in this area, which is so vital for the environment, the local, you know, ecosystem and stuff like that? How rewarding is it?
Well, I love it. I mean, I'm strange. I was at a, I think it was an Allegheny cleanup meeting of many, many years ago, and we were talking about how to attract people to come to this, and they're like you can't pitch, you know, picking up garbage as being fun. And I piped up and I said, well, I think picking up garbage from the river is fun. And then there was this pause, and I said, I'm a freak of nature, I know. And someone said, thank you so much, because I couldn't figure out something to say that wasn't insulting. So it's like,
I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing.
It's fun. It's great. It's a good time. Come out, meet new friends. Maybe if we're getting canoes this year, they are donated. The use of them is donated by the Boy Scouts. And so if you come by yourself, maybe you have a group of three or five people. Maybe someone needs a canoe buddy. You can meet new friends. You all have mutual interests since you're all out there picking up garbage out of the water.
It is a lot of fun. I like to tell people that think of it as a big, messy scavenger hunt.
Yes.
You never know what you're going to find. Every year, pretty much, there's multiple people, if not everybody, find something on the creek that isn't necessarily garbage, that maybe fell out of somebody's boat, got washed out of their yards during a high water event. But you always find something that's really cool and that goes home with you. It's like, yeah, I can use this. It happens every single cleanup, literally.
Yeah. Yeah. So do we still have a trashy award for weirdest find?
Yes.
Okay. See?
So I'm kind of grasping what a trashy award is. But let's go more into depth on that, because that sounds very interesting. What different awards? Because you obviously mentioned one.
I think they kind of come up with different ones every year.
So it's just a varying thing.
Kind of fit what comes. Our land crew for the cleanups, they're sitting there with a notebook, and as the boats pull into the unloading spots, our land crew is unloading the boats and giving them new supplies if they need it, like fresh gloves or more garbage bags, and then shoving them off and sending them on their way, and we'll see them at the next stop. Well, as they're unloading the boats, they're looking at what's coming out of the boats, or if someone says, hey, I found this, it's really interesting, and they want it to be considered for one of the awards, and they'll jot it down in a notebook, and then folks on the committee will get together and huddle up and, okay, what do you think won, and what's the coolest stuff, or, you know, what categories do we want to offer based on what people found? So it's kind of flying by the seat of our pants based on what people find.
Yeah, I think one year we had one for most tires. People kept pulling tires. I don't know what year that was or why tires were such a big item, but, television's come out, mattresses come out. A safe came out 1 year.
Yes.
There was no door, but there was a safe.
Is the safe the oddest thing you've found in the lake?
It's
not the
probably
lake,
not.
The no. By, no. By far, no. But it's one of the heaviest. I remember the big Forest Service guy that found it trying to canoe it down the river. And he's like, it's making it to the end. I'm not dumping it back in. I'm going to get it to the end.
What, was this in the Allegheny River? Was this in the creek?
I think it was the Conewango.
I think creek is kind of an – because, I mean, looking at pictures, it's much bigger than what most we consider a creek or a crick or whatever you want to pronounce it. But the – kind of describe the environment of the Conewango, making sure I'm getting that correct.
Good job.
What is the environment like is around it? Because, as I said, it's much bigger and kind of unfair to describe. It's just a creek.
It's pretty idyllic. It starts in New York State where it merges with the Chattahoochee. So it weaves through some farmland, through some residential areas, through Frewsburg, and then down through Akeley and Russell and North Warren. And then main part of Warren where it merges with the Allegheny. So it's kind of a mixed bag. But from New York down to about North Warren, it's pretty quiet. And you're going to see all kinds of wildlife. There's deer, there's eagles, there's heron, there's otters. I've seen a fisher. Cat once in a tree.
I've never seen a fisher there.
And I was shocked and took me a while to, you know, find out from people what it was because I'd never seen one. So you're going to see all kinds of wildlife, especially in the evening when they're coming down to the water to get some fresh water and looking for food. So you never know. I saw a golden eagle for the first time also on the Conewango. I didn't even know there was such a thing.
Wow. and obviously... since it feeds into the Allegheny, which explains the cleanup there preceding going into the Allegheny. Mm-hmm. Are you doing that once a year? Have you ever thought about doing it twice maybe? Or do you think once a year is the perfect amount to clean it up, make sure it's good? But
we typically do it this time of year. The Allegheny in particular, because it has so much traffic from boaters, that this is when the boating season is kind of winding down. So that's when you're going to see a lot of trash out there. So we got to get out there and try and clean it up so it's cleaner for the next year.
Yeah, and obviously it goes into Pittsburgh and then beyond into the when it merges the Ohio, that sort of thing. And, I mean, just that little cleanup from going – I mean, air quotes, little. I mean, it's a big undertaking, but in – what you would see on a smaller scale, it eventually leads up bigger and bigger and bigger eventually to Ohio, Mississippi.
Does. Yeah.
What difference is that knowing that that eventually all leads to a much bigger thing? Does that your part in it feel so big, so important to you guys?
It does because we're in the northern end of it and we know it goes all the way to the Gulf of Mexico eventually. And it's like the typical trickle-down theory. Everything moves downstream. So one of the reasons that we do the cleanup in the Chautauqua Lake in the spring is before the water lilies all come in and it makes it harder to find stuff. So we get the stuff that's up there in the spring hoping to minimize how much we're going to have down here in the fall for the Conewango cleanup, which then hopefully will lead to less in the Allegheny and so on and so on and so on.
And that is such an amazing thing that I think people should really understand that what you're doing here has such a grand effect in many, many states and people and other things. I mean, people, as I said, might think of it as a small part, but you're actually doing something very, very large for a lot amount of people. And how can people help out? Maybe they can't come in person to these events, or you know, they may not have the time but still want to help out. What are the ways they can help out?
They can always just go out and clean up around their property. If they know of a spot where there's garbage, they can always go out and clean up on their own. we call it a virtual cleanup, is what we had to move to when the pandemic was happening, with not being able to do a cleanup in person. So that's always still been an option with our cleanup since then. If people can't get out, go out and clean something up. Send us the pictures. Let us know what you found so that we know, so that we can, you know, give you a pat on the back and put it on our Facebook page and on our website and, you know, let people know that you can make a difference just on a small scale. But all those little small acts add up so much, which people don't think, mm-hmm. Oh, I'm not going to make much of a difference. But it does. You got to start somewhere.
I think the Kanawango is such a image, is kind of a symbol of what it actually leads up to. Those small little cleanups add up mm-hmm. to one big thing. Mm-hmm. Kanawango is such a small, I say that with air quotes, because I mean, but it leads up, it adds up, and it keeps going further and further. Mm-hmm. And I think mm-hmm. that's such a beautiful symbol of what you guys are trying to represent. And where can they find more information? You obviously mentioned the Facebook and website. Where is all that, and where can people find you too? And, you know, more obviously people on the board and stuff like that.
Our website is www.kanawangocreek.org. On our Facebook page, just do a search for Kanawango Creek Watershed and it'll come up. We have almost postings on our Facebook page every day, if not at least every other day. So it's very current. It's very relevant. There's always new stuff on there. There's several of us that post on there. So there's always new stuff. Just last week, we did a tap talk in conjunction with Kanawango Creek Watershed and our master watershed stewards of the native endangered mussels that are on the Kanawango Creek. So if you missed that, it was a really great presentation by Josh Arnold from Pennsylvania Fish and Boat. And there are pictures on the Facebook page if you want to check that out. It was a really great talk and why our native mussels are so important to our ecosystem. So when we're out there doing these cleanups, this is part of it, because it's keeping the waterways clean and in good shape for all our native aquatic species that are so important. And we'll remind you that the Kanawango Creek did win Pennsylvania mm-hmm. River of the Year 2015.
Yeah.
There's a reason
that it won that. There's a lot of competition,
and
too.
It's a statewide competition.
Yeah, that's a pretty big deal.
We were in competition with a lot of big rivers, and everyone really counted us out, but we really got the vote out, and mm-hmm. I think we shocked a lot of people that we won. And it wasn't by a real small margin either, I don't think.
We won quite
a bit, because we really promoted the heck out of it.
Yeah.
And there's a reason that it won, because this creek is so dear to so many people. And the Allegheny now, mm-hmm. this is the second year actually right now that the Allegheny River has won as Pennsylvania River of the Year.
And that all adds up. I mean, Kanawango is a team player in that ordeal. I mean, I keep saying over and over, that small part, what you think is a small part, adds mm-hmm. up and makes such a big difference down the line.
We work together a lot. A lot of us on the boards and the committees work for environmental agencies, and all work together towards a common goal. So we network. That's a big part of how we've gotten where we are, is by working together with all the agencies out there that have a hand in keeping our area beautiful.
Yeah, and that's the one thing that people cannot forget, is that the Kanawango, mm-hmm. as fun it may be for people to go out there and have fun, but keeping it clean, keeping it mm-hmm. the way it should be for mm-hmm. these people that want to enjoy the Kanawango, and even further downstream, you got to make that difference and help clean it up. So before we head out, I want to go over again what future events can people go to, and just reiterate everything just so they know what to go to, when to go to, how to sign up, all of that, so they know how to clean up the Kanawango and even further mm-hmm. downriver.
The Kanawango Creek cleanup will be Saturday, September 7th. The Allegheny River cleanup is Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of the following week. they can go to our website, www.conowongocreek.org. There will be a post on there shortly, if there's not already, to register, or you can just shoot us a link on there, shoot us an email saying that you want to volunteer. If you're going to need a boat, we're going to have canoes from the Boy Scouts, so we need to know if you need a boat so that we can make sure we have enough, or if you're bringing your own boat, and just to know that you're going to be there. To register for the Allegheny River Cleanup, it's AlleghenyRiverCleanup.org,
I believe.
If you type that in, it's going to come up. You're going to see a picture of a little river rat in a kayak.
Mm-hmm. Can't miss it.
Everybody knows that pretty much. You're at the right site if you see that. We also have a Facebook page. Our gala for the Conowongo Creek Watershed will be coming up either in October or November. We also are hoping to do some more workshops on some environmental things that we want to do, like more trainings to get people certified to help with the water quality monitoring program. We also sponsor the new students for the Master Watershed Steward program. So each year we offer two $100 scholarships to people in the Warren County area who would like to take the training, which is usually in over the winter, and that's a lot of it's online, and we can get you the information for that if you're interested. So when you take the class and you pay for it and you take it and you finish it, then let us know and bring us your receipt that you paid for, and we'll reimburse you $100 so it doesn't end up costing you much. And we're always doing all kinds of things for that. We also teach at the Women's Outdoor Workshops, fondly known as WOW, at Chapman Dam. And this year, I believe it is on May 31st out of Chapman. And the last several years, the Conowongo Creek Watershed has done workshops on native plants and invasive plants. This year, we would like to switch it up a little bit and offer something new. So we're planning on offering workshops on and be building native bee boxes to cater to our local pollinators. So that's something that we would like to do this year, something new for the women taking the WOW workshops.
That sounds like fun.
I was going to say that you two, and obviously many more people, do amazing work. So truly thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
Community Matters. This has been great. Good luck with the cleanup. Truly, truly doing great work. And good luck. That's all I have to say. Any last words, anything you want to share before we finish
up? If they can call the office, we are located in the Conservation District building, and the phone number there if they want to reach out to us, if they don't have access to the internet for whatever reason. The phone number is 814-726-1441.
Awesome. Well, thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Community Matters. If you have any questions, inquiries, or suggestions, feel free to reach out at warrenradio.com and click Contact.